So you got offered a contract. You go to the NXT back in about 2019. What's that been like for you, and especially over the last 12 months, considering the global pandemic and no crowds or very little crowds that we see on TV at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very big shift change in what we do. It was strange, like, NXT is a pretty hot product, and we were traveling all around the US, and you're going to arenas with thousands of people, and that atmosphere, like, it's something that sort of gets your adrenaline pumping. It helps to be able to wrestle and go through the punishment that we go through. So for all that to change, and at first we had no fans whatsoever. Like it's very different to be able to perform like that, but at the same time, being part of WWE, our big thing is we want to bring smiles to people's faces. So in that time of a global pandemic, I still am very proud that we're able to put on a TV product for people to sort of escape what's going on around the world, and they can, watch wrestling for an hour and hopefully enjoy it.
Yep. And how was that feeling like when you've gone from crowds to all of a sudden no crowds whatsoever? And some of the sporting events are starting to bring the crowds back. We've seen the baseball start a few people, and the football, the American football came back. Here in Australia, we've got 75% capacity in our stadiums at the
Yeah,
moment, you know, and the
which is great.
MCG, as you would appreciate, 100,000 people. So you get 75,000 people there. So what was that like, going from a crowd to walking out to an arena with nobody, and all you're hearing is the little crickets that are in
If
the
anything, it's very confronting because
Yep.
obviously we have a lot of cameras on us as well. So usually when you have those people there in the stands and you have that audience, you can feed off of that audience. Whereas now when you walk out in your entrance and there's no one, you see the different cameramen, you see the different stage people, and then when you get in the ring, it really does put a lot of pressure to be able to perform. I think if anything, this sort of era of wrestling has proven how good some of the wrestlers are right now, because to be able to put on matches like that in front of no crowd, there's no way that you can get away with anything, if that makes sense. Like, you have to put on a pretty good match to keep people engaged and entertained when there's no one there.
Can imagine. It's even hard for radio because all we talk to is four walls, but it's on the outside that, you know, people listen to us. I can imagine what it'd be like
Exactly.
from a visual perspective. But obviously in the last couple of days, NXT Stand and Deliver, fantastic show by everyone. Sadly, you were unsuccessful in claiming that North American Championship against that little pest, Johnny Gargano.
Yeah,
What are you
he
going to
is.
do? What are you going to do next if you're given another chance to take that title?
I think the big thing for me is coming in fresh. I was the only superstar to actually be on both nights of Stand and Deliver. I won the Gauntlet Eliminator on night one and then faced Johnny night two. So I don't think things are done with me and Johnny just yet. The way they have their little schemes and what they do. Austin Theory was at ringside. He pretty much cost me the match by putting Johnny's foot on the ropes. So I don't think I'm done with Johnny. And if I get another chance, I'm going to try and get him one-on-one. No one else at ringside, one-on-one. I'm fresh. He's fresh. There's no way he can compete with just my sheer size when I'm fresh.
Of course, WrestleMania a couple of days away. We're looking forward to it here in Australia. Obviously, it's a Sunday and a Monday for us. And I did ask the boss if I was able to have Monday off. And the boss said it was perfectly fine. He said you can have a week's annual leave.
Yeah.
So I was happy with that.
Oh, that's great.
So tell us what you're looking forward to over the 2 nights of WrestleMania.
I'm looking forward to, obviously, a big one is Rhea Ripley. Not only is she from Australia, she's from my hometown of Adelaide. So getting to see her on the big stage is going to be really cool. And I'm hoping, unfortunately, Indy Hartwell, fellow Australian, was un she didn't win her title match. I didn't win my title match, so we need Rhea Ripley to be able to win to give the Aussies something, some hope this week of WrestleMania. So I'm looking forward to that on night one. And night two, I'm really looking forward to the main event, Roman Reigns, Edge, Daniel Bryan. I think that's going to be incredible, and I have no clue who's going to win that match. It's hard to, some I keep thinking about it. I'm like, okay, Roman was probably going to retain, and then I'm like, wait, Edge is coming back. He's so good now, but then you have that wild card of Daniel Bryan as well. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Bronson Reed joins us on the sideline view. Now, you mentioned there Indy Hartwell, Rhea Ripley, we've got Buddy Murphy, Shane Thorne, there's a and yourself, huge Australian talent going over to America to do follow the dream of being in the WWE ring. And some of them have gone through, some go through the Performance Center. Is it
Yes.
good for being, I guess, a little Australian family?
I think so. I think all of us here, you know, we social media is such a great thing. Like if we don't get to see each other, whether, you know, some of us are at the Performance Center at NXT or now people move on, Rhea Ripley's on Raw, we still get to talk to each other online and or be able to bump into each other here in Orlando. And all the Australians are so supportive of one another, which I think is really a testament to Australian culture. Mm-hmm. You know, I see other countries, other performers that are here, and it's not the same vibe as what you get with the Australians. Like we all sort of look out for each other.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and yourself, do you follow any other sports? Do you follow AFL here in Australia or?
I do. Yeah. I'm an avid Port Adelaide fan. So.
Well, they had a win last night against the reigning premiers.
So. I saw. Yeah, I have some friends that are upset about that, including Rowan. So.
I'm amazed he actually worked that to put it through for us to talk to each other, because as soon as you mentioned the word Richmond, of course, Rowan, who set up this interview for us, you know, massive Richmond fan, and he's probably having a yes. big of a giggle at the moment. But I do like the fact that, you know, do you get much of the AFL and NRL or any other Australian sports over there?
Yeah, certain cable channels do replays a lot of the AFL and NRL. If not, I do have like the AFL online thing, so I can catch up on that and watch games. It's again, time difference can be hard sometimes to tee up when to watch it, but I try to watch as many power games as I can.
So. Oh, I reckon that with you in their corner, I reckon they're going to go pretty good this year, Port Adelaide Football Club. Now, Bronson, just finally, any advice to, I guess, to young wrestlers, because obviously Australia is well known for a lot of their independent wrestling organizations. There's so many of them here in Australia. So many are trying to get that dream of becoming a WWE superstar. Any advice that you might be able to give those particular wrestlers or even just life in general, someone who might be going for their first job, for instance, or something like that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to believe in yourself. You know, that was the hardest thing for me. I wanted to become a WWE superstar in a time where really no Australians were doing that. And you have, unfortunately, you have people saying to you, like, that's a far-fetched dream. That's never going to happen. And you have to silence those sort of people and just continue on your road and, you know, chase your dreams. I think if you chase your dreams and you believe in yourself, good things come.
Bronson, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thank you very much, Daniel.